This is from Sing Strong and Niles West.
We don't have to worry about nothing, cause we got the fire and we're burning one hell of something. They're gonna see us from outer space.
Pretty great, right? Veronica's a star.
Like we're the size of the human race.
And that's the Niles West Choir. We'll meet Veronica in a second. And I'm going to grab the phone here and talk to you, Amy Branall, first, and tell you a little bit about Sing Strong. Chicago.singstrong.com. Amy Branall is director of the Niles West Choral Department. Well, you're going to be pretty proud of that. That sounds fantastic.
Yes, I am. It's really an amazing experience for us to have put out that album this past year.
And Veronica is our Kid of the Week this week, as I said, more on her in a second. But tell me about Sing Strong.
Well, singstrong.org is our website, and we are producing this amazing a cappella music festival this weekend, April 10 to 12, here at the high school, Niles West High School. And Sing Strong, we are going to be having all these different headliners and professional groups from all around the world, and especially around the United States. We're bringing in Blue Jupiter, Resound, Level, Stiletto, Cartoon Johnny, Boco Novo, Ball in the House, but singstrong.org is where you can get all the information about our festival.
By the way, all the names he mentioned were all bands I was in, just so we're clear on that.
Yes.
How'd you get started in music, Amy?
I actually went to the University of Illinois and just studied music there, music education, and then, just went from there, actually, and came to Niles West High School and have been teaching here for 8 years.
And I would assume you'd put your choir up against anybody. I mean, they're pretty impressive.
Well, yeah, my kids are really amazing, and I'm very fortunate to work in an amazing school district where I get to, you know, share my love of music and a cappella with my students, especially through Sing Strong.
Let me talk to Veronica, if you would, and good luck with Sing Strong.
Yes, thank you so much. Here's Veronica.
And congratulations. Veronica Sestark's a senior at Niles West. And Veronica, that was you singing, wasn't it, a moment ago?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thanks so much.
Who do you admire? Who if you could be famous and rich and take all the money and have a long limo and I'd be driving it, who would you be?
I don't know. I never really thought about it.
Well, you shouldn't think about it that way. It was a very cheap way I posed the question.
She sounds just like Anna Kendrick.
It's okay.
From Pitch Perfect. When
it
you
is a little Anna Kendrick,
that
isn't
was
it?
Pitch Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. You like Anna Kendrick?
Yeah, and I actually really like that song by Ellie Goulding. I really like her and her voice.
Ellie
her
Goulding's
music.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you watch The Voice?
No.
Yeah. You're probably doing your homework and stuff, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're a senior. You don't do homework. What are you going to do next year?
Next year, I'm going to the University of Iowa. I'm going to be a music therapy major, but I'm also considering psychology or nursing.
Wow, good for you. Those are wonderful choices, and I know you're going to change the world, but you got to keep singing, too. No matter what you do, you have a gift. You need to keep singing.
Thank you.
And we're going to follow you around. Andre and I are going to get in our car. We're going to follow you around and tell you to keep singing. So tell me about your piece of Sing Strong. This has got to be nothing but fun for you.
Yeah. I love doing the high school competition. There's going to be 10 groups this year, and watching the professional groups is amazing. I mean, the Sing Strong groups are from all over the world and the country, and I just see them walking in the halls that I walk through every day.
It's amazing, too, because this festival incorporates high school and colleges from all across the area, and the money goes to charity, goes to Alzheimer's research.
Yeah, and it's funny. I heard this described. It's like Comic-Con for a cappella singers.
Yeah.
So, but you don't dress up in funny outfits as much?
No.
So, Veronica, tell me about your family. You got a lot of brothers and sisters?
I have two older sisters.
Can they sing?
No, not really.
It's a lot of pressure on you around the holidays, I'm sure. Well, keep singing, and thanks for coming on. And I'll tell you what, your director there, Amy Branall, she's amazing. Is it Branall or Branall?
Branall.
Well, I missed it three different ways. But she's great, and congratulations to all you guys at Niles West.
Thank you so much.
All right, hold the line. That's her kid of the week, even though she's not really a kid. She's 18.
How awesome is that, though? You know, normally you do events like this for your school or whatever. They're giving all the money, spending the whole weekend singing
Alzheimer's
their hearts out. It all goes to Alzheimer's research.
You know how much work that is with the a cappella?
Yeah.
Oh, and they do the boom, 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 boom. You know, they have the background guys doing those.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go. Let's go, Andrea.
Yeah, let's go, Mary.
Why can't I go?
Oh, you want to go? You can drive.
Yeah, you can drop us off. Thanks, Dad.
Hey, you know, it's funny because if you listen to Mary, it sounds like she doesn't love hanging out with me, but she really does.
She does.
It's 6:47. It's time for your traffic now. By the way, Kid of the Week was sponsored by Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. We thank them for that and for the support. The Kid of the Week program. Don't forget to send your Kid of the Week nominees and all the contact information along with the information on what they're doing in life to Steve Cochran Show at WGNRadio.com.